Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Very happy to see the sun today. I grew up yesterday under the same cloud for 5 hours. It poured rain literally the entire time. I just had a few updates really, so this will be pretty quick and I'm kind of relying on if anybody has any questions. The first thing I just wanted to mention is that we have a new NOAA Coast Survey website. The address is the same, but this layout is significantly different than it was in the past. It should be more user-friendly, so the products that most people use, they change it around kind of based on traffic statistics, what people click on most often, that kind of thing. So obviously, access to charts is one of the biggest things. So that, you can all get from like the main page now. You shouldn't need to go digging unless you're looking up something strange. So check that out if you get the chance. The main website, NOAA.gov, also got a major overhaul very recently, so you might want to check that out as well. It's very different than it was before. It should also be more user-friendly. And I wanted to point out something new that we're going to be rolling out this field season. If you click on surveys and recs on the website right there, you'll get to this page. And then, as it stands now, you click on that map window right there in the left corner, and you're going to get to a new interface that's going to show you an overall national view of what hydrographic mapping projects we have going on. And instead of just showing you an overview with a colored polygon on a map, the idea with this is that it's going to be a story map, so it's going to give you information on what the project is, what the vessel is that's doing it, a description of why we're there, why it's needed, as well as a map overview. So you'll see at the top, you'll see the tabs of the various projects, and you can just click on those and you'll get to each individual project. You'll notice that Penobscot Bay is not on here yet. I'm not sure how that's gonna work, but I'll go into that. So this is really the main reason I'm here today is just to talk about the Penobscot Bay project for 2016. I have mentioned this several times, and I think actually for years Mel has been saying, are we going to do this right? Penobscot Bay pilot, I'm going to keep telling them yes, and then they say no. So it looks good now for doing this, and the deal is basically we're going to contract this out, and the contract for that was awarded last week, and last week I also met with contractors, the Maine Watchmen's Association, and Rockland. We all got together in the same room face-to-face and discussed all of the obvious concerns with anybody that goes to this area here, right, because there's a lot of lobster here, and a lot of traffic there with fishermen and a lot of other folks. So it was a good discussion. It was, I think it lasted like a couple hours. And we kind of all ended up on the same page. I think everybody's mostly happy with how it's going. It's very preliminary. So basically the contractor understands the concerns. And so we're working around details right now as far as method, timing, that sort of thing. And unfortunately, I don't have too many details because they're working on an initial proposal that they come back to us and say, here's how we're going to do it. But they were physically there. We all talked about it. So I just wanted to let people know that, yes, we know that this area concerns a lot of people for us to go and survey it. But it's also, and I actually quoted something wrong, as far as the vintage of the survey data that's on the chart here, I took a look, it's actually like more like the 50s. So there hasn't been full bottom mapping there in quite a while. The technology that was used to do that in the 50s was pretty limited. So we're going to go back there and actually do full bottom mapping for the area. This might change slightly as far as the limits of it based on what the contractor says. I guess we can do this way, or you know, we'll maybe make this area smaller. But we are aware that we had some representatives from this area here, Middle Haven, talking about gear densities. And over there is basically going to be very dense and also kind of sketchy with some things are potentially not on the chart yet, just from a know about, but we know. So if anybody has any questions on this, I may or may not be able to answer them right now, but as it moves forward, once that plan kind of takes shape, we are going to extend that outreach with the Maine Lobsters Association, but also the pilots and the Port Authority and everybody that we can kind of get in on that conversation. We will go out and open those to mariners, hopefully a few newsletters, and make sure everybody kind of knows where and when this is going to take place.
So, am I to assume that the outline, so that's dotted right there, comes up to what was surveyed more recently? Because I know that we had some good survey work on the recommended route. Yeah, down in that area, and then Upper Bay, I know has been surveyed in the not too distant past.
Right. So I'm not sure where it starts and ends there. I don't know where they cut that off. I assume it was there is more recent stuff up there.
Right.
Down here, I know that this outline here, basically, this was done, I think it was 2012.
Yeah.
And that was kind of where the recommended route kind of merges, and I know that a lot of people are interested in that. And one thing I wanted to point out is that we are, is that wrong?
Yeah.
So it's right here, right?
Yeah.
There's a PA rec.
Yeah.
Charted right here. There's very limited information on it. It's very old. It's been there a long time. We can't just get rid of it without knowing that it's absolutely not there, obviously. And we know that that's high interest for anchoring, making a bridge of anchorage or an official anchor. So that is included in the project specifically as a feature for the contractors to go map that and figure out if it's there, where specifically is it, and if it's not, then say it's not and remove it. So I read my notes. Yeah, so that's pretty much all I have on that now, and between now and the next port, safety forum, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but we'll do our best to work on that outreach to make sure everybody's aware.
What kind of time are you giving up to do it to accomplish?
So, that's a good question. So the discussion was basically like, please don't do this for any peak season, because it's the whole area is going to be completely inundated with lobster here. So we're waiting to see what they come back with, because we're all kind of working on various timelines. They have all the information and they're investigating and discussing it on their end to see what kind of boats they can pull in to do when. So I'm curious to see what they're. But they know like it would be bad if, like, we don't do that. So.
So is this that project that the vessel Hassler is going to be involved in this area here? Is that a totally different one? Okay.
Not there. This will, the contract, the discussion basically was getting more appropriate vessels for inshore shallow work, and the Hassler is not scheduled to participate.
Oh, okay. Doesn't exactly fit the small vessel size, yes.
It's not what you will, but they're not part of the concept they work with.
Okay.
It shouldn't, right now it's looking like it wouldn't be any NOAA ship, it would be a contract vessel. And as far as specifically what vessel, what they look like, how to get in touch with a particular boat, we'll learn that as, you know, when that plan takes shape. But right now I'm not sure how many, if it'll be one or two or three small boats, or it depends on what the contractors can pull in for that work.
Was it, but it was awarded, contractors awarded?
Last week, yes.
Do you know to who, or is that?
Boomer Palagos. That's the name that I know them as. That's their official name, which I think is Boomer Palagos.
Okay. And then, now they're going to develop a plan to do this.
Right.
That'll include what? Timeline,
right.
Boats.
So my understanding is that we've awarded that, and then we met last week, and now they're taking all of that information and coming up with a more detailed plan that's going to be timeline, vessels, method, that kind of thing. But I think it was a relief to get everybody in the room way at the beginning to talk about that, because I know that there have been issues in the past with doing survey and name because of your interaction.
Did I hear you say that you need to determine more current elevation of the sea bottom? And if so, I don't know if you're talking to us, geological survey, main geological survey, for more current bathymetry, which is that underwater terrain. And because LIDAR was flown through the entire coast of Maine, which gives much better accuracy with the water carriers and land. A couple of agencies can now consider if that's something that's coming.
I don't know yet. I know that that's part of the discussion. One of the capabilities, it is LIDAR, and that has certain limitations based on water depth, based on the turbidity of the water, how far it can see. So it can work to a certain extent, but it also has some limitations. And so they're looking at that. I would be interested in finding out who specifically, if they've already done it, to make sure there's a real one. Have to offer if there's existing data. I know there's some out there, and I know that NOAA has some, but there might be some folks out there that do that. I don't know about the internet to make sure about that.
Yeah, I can say you want to contact the Department of Survey for Energy Alliance.
And so basically, how LIDAR works is they get what they can, they do land based, or they cover stuff that's above water, and they cover coastline, and they can update the coastline, and they can get to a certain depth of water based on the conditions. And then that would ideally junction with some overlap with sonar survey or hydrographic survey. Basically, you would build up the land, the shoreline, and the water, and it would all be. So I don't know if they're going to utilize that or. I might have to put my contact info up here, but if you just come back, I can just give you a card or something. I'm the Northeast Map Manager, if you don't know me already, so I cover this whole area, and I don't have staff, so if I give you my number, it's just my cell number, and you can call me anytime. There you go. Send an email or phone call. I want to make sure that if there are issues with this coming up, that we hear about them ahead of time. So please don't hesitate to get in touch, for sure.